a British artist? Have a think about that. But more importantly, you've got to text in with the answer to the qualifying question. George Foreman released the cooking appliance in 94 known as Lean Mean Fat Reducing Watt Machine. Text box and your answer 83936. Text box and your answer 83936. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get to play tomorrow, you get £1,000 just for being on.
Amazing. Unbelievable. We're on the radio.
There you go. Welcome to Saturday Morning Telly.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Got to be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. We know that it's not...
wet leg.
Because they're British. Text now. You can be on tomorrow. And you can be playing for £25,000.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Not a British artist, but that is for tomorrow. Just get the qualifying question text sent in now, and you could be on tomorrow playing the game.
The Chris Moyles Show.
We'll be right back. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Skoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
F1 The Movie is a fun, fast-paced thrill ride and a must-watch blockbuster.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
Absolutely epic. Race to see this one in IMAX.
No pressure.
Starring Brad Pitt. From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 The Movie, in cinemas Wednesday. Book tickets now.
Fly with the fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for $7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour, saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for D's and C's.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Make your summer sizzle with a chance to win £7,000. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Winplus, great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Tic Tac gets it. Being stuck in traffic is a massive pain. But at least you've got a seat. That's nice, isn't it? Having a seat is fantastic. Is anything better than getting one? I mean, maybe there is, but it's definitely not standing in a really long queue on the M1. So feel that seat under your bottom.
Ooh.
And enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler, just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss! Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas, taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we butt heads with the Lanyard class. Plus, TJ's terrifically topical Tuesday top 10. Today's your favourite sitcom talent. Join us from 4.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Commuting to work? Pretty slow, isn't it? More time in the car. Joy. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't drive a Lexus NX. yet. But when you do, you'll see the positive of peak hour, the delight in a detour, the love of the long way. The Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. Experience amazing before you arrive.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Muse and Uprising on Radio X. Yeah, I've heard that song a million times. And if you played me the chorus of it and said, name the title of that, I would struggle every single time.
Yeah, true.
I always forget that's Uprising.
Yeah.
Even though it's such a big song by Muse. Anyway, there you are. £8.39, £25,000 box continues. Oh, what are you doing?
It's Noel time, isn't it?
Not Noel time. He's not going to do it. So the Zoom has now appeared on the screen in the studio. I'm the only person in the room.
Right.
Or we are.
So what have you done? You've sent him a... You've just sent him a link.
Yeah.
And said... No idea whether he's even got the email.
Well, he's emailed me.
Okay. Oh, has he?
Yes.
And what's he said?
I haven't opened it.
You haven't opened the email?
No.
Ah, okay.
Because I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yes.
Because if he goes, yeah, I can't do it.
Right, okay.
Then there's a massive anticlimax.
So Noel, at some point...
He might have emailed saying, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
So right now, as we speak, so I can open up the fader, and then all of a sudden he will enter the waiting room.
Yes.
We'll see it pop up on the screen, and then... James will accept it.
Yeah.
And as long as the camera's on, we'll see
actual
Noel Edmonds.
No, it's still 8:40 at the moment.
James is convinced that Noel will enter the chat, aren't you?
He's a universe kind of guy, and the link is... Oh,
hold on a sec. Hello? Yeah.
Oh.
He would be very excited, yes. Yeah. Do you think? That's interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. The banker said,
right.
You're very excited to speak to Noel Edmonds.
Ah, oh, yes. I love Deal and I Do.
Hold on. Oh, is that his ringtone?
There's someone at the door.
There's someone at the door, everyone.
Who is it? Oh, that's right, Tom. You're going to get gunged.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
If Noel was going to enter the chat, I think he's just changed his mind now.
You won't hear until he knows.
Have I told you the story of the doorbell? James edited that Noel's House Party doorbell sound effect by going through loads of episodes of Noel's House Party, getting the bit where the doorbell rings, and then Noel would talk over it or the people would be laughing. So he had to get like 6 or 7 different episodes of Noel's House Party where the doorbell rang and then edit it together.
I like that, James.
That's 4 different shows.
It's very good.
Where did you find that?
Ooh.
I don't think I found that one.
I just searched for it in our system.
It's very good.
The magic system that we have.
It's very good.
Hmm.
So, yes. Will he appear, Dominic?
Well, it's now not 8:40 anymore. It's 8:42.
Oh, no.
Time is ticking on.
Yeah, but I said, well... We'll switch it on.
Yeah.
And we'll have it until 9:00.
Okay. Oh, did you? 9? Yeah. Okay.
I also genuinely don't know if Noel Edmonds is in the UK or in New Zealand. And I don't know what time it is, if it is in New Zealand. I don't know what time it is there.
We know he has been in the UK. Because people
He used to live here.
And but there's
it's
very
the swap shop.
House Party was in the UK.
Yeah, I know. TV Centre, the swap shop.
In the last few days, he's been in the UK, but he lives in Australia. But
he used to be at the top of the BT Tower every Christmas Day.
He did.
He'd do anything to get away from
the
family.
We did this show from up there, didn't we? It was lovely.
So we'll just have to say,
Let's be positive.
No.
Let's put it out there. Come on, let's be positive.
Come on, no.
Well, he's all about, manifestation and putting things out to the universe.
Mm.
We should get some crystals or something. Are there any glasses in the canteen?
Yeah.
That'd be the same thing, wouldn't it?
You're going to get a crystal cut glass.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go look for a crystal cut glass.
Yeah, be careful saying that, Captain.
Do you know what? Don't go straight to the canteen. Go straight up to management's floor. Sure. If there's going to be crystal glasses anywhere, outside Stephen Myron's office.
Myron's decanter.
Yeah, absolutely, Full of expensive booze.
Well, where else is he into other than crystals and stuff?
Ooh, Noel?
Yeah.
Cold showers.
Cold showers.
No, he is. He is.
And where does he lie? So he lies down above crystals or below crystals?
He lies on a bed and above him he has 6 crystals that seem to change colour, so they're clearly plugged in.
And he wears headphones?
He's got headphones on.
Right.
And he's listening to, I don't know what it is, the sounds of the sea or something. I don't know. Well, maybe he's listening to a news agent's podcast. I don't know.
Well, now he's 4 minutes.
Hey!
Here we go.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Are you serious?
Waiting room. N.
No way. No way.
I told you.
Go on then.
Should I admit?
Of course, admit him. Okay, let him in.
Don't be excited.
Yes, let him in, James.
Oh.
Oh, what's that?
Oh. Hello?
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 Ah! Ah, it's Captain Crabbeard!
Oh, I almost said a word. Captain.
Gotcha. Gotcha. You feel silly now.
I did wonder why you ran out of the studio looking for a crystal glass from the.
Yeah, I told a lie. I did read Noel's email. Yeah, he can't make it.
He can't do it. No.
That's sad.
Oh. Well, do you know what? You've got to be Noel now for the next 10 minutes because we'll stick this in the podcast. How are you feeling, Noel?
I'm feeling great, Dom. I'm Noel.
Great. That's really good.
Hi, Noel. Yeah. It's Chris Moyles.
Hi, Chris Moyles. I'm Noel.
Hi. I'm a big fan of your work, as you know. Can you tell us any funny stories about when you did Noel's house party?
Well, I remember when I was on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, you said house party. You know that, yeah, the house party show that you love?
Yeah.
I loved it.
What was your favourite bit of the house party show that you obviously presented week in, week out?
Well, you saw it loads, and you loved every minute, didn't you, watching it?
Yeah, yes. I'm just interested from your point of view, what was the favourite bit?
How's that Mr. Blobby doing?
Blobby. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really great.
We're texting all the time, me and I call him Blob now, because we're close.
How does Blobby text you, because he's got no thumbs?
Like voice dictate, you know.
All right, so he goes blobby 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 blobby, and then you get a message from him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he just says blobby loads, but I know what he means.
Yeah,
you know when you're doing your meditating and you're lying on the bed and you've got crystals above you and stuff. And
they change colour, so they're clearly plugged in.
And you've got headphones on. What are you actually listening to in the headphones?
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow,
that's okay. Nice.
And do you? Does that relax you?
No, it's awful. It stresses me out, actually.
Right, okay, all right.
More crystals, Noel.
All right, well, and Deal or No Deal, that was another good show. Did you enjoy doing that?
I did. I remember when they offered it to me and I went, Deal.
he's still got it, Noel.
Because it's the name of the show. Okay.
Now, of course, you worked at the old radio station that I worked at. You used to do that breakfast show like I did. Yeah. I mean, I did it for longer than you, so arguably I was more successful. But and then, of course, you did Multicoloured Swap Shop.
Oh,
now, this will be interesting. Yeah. What do you remember about doing Swap Shop, Noel?
Well, I don't like to dwell on the past too much, you know me.
Right.
So. Yeah. I don't like to go down memory lane too much.
Okay, fair enough. Do you know what? That's a good point. Let's talk about the present day. Mm. Your new show's on ITV, Kiwi Adventure. Tell us a little bit about that for maybe people who haven't seen the show.
Well, for people that haven't seen it, I don't want to lay out any spoilers. Just watch the show and let me know at Noel Edmonds on the internet. And tell me what you think of it. Yeah. The listeners of the show.
Fun to make the show, though, I imagine, Noel.
Fun. Really fun, Dom. Thanks for asking. Really fun.
Also, as well, it shows your life, because you've got a new life now since you moved to... Where did you move to again?
New Zealand.
But whereabouts?
Big country.
Listen, I don't... Now, let's not get bogged down with too many details. Okay. I love New Zealand.
Okay, fair enough. And you said everyone's been very welcoming. We get to see your wife, your lovely wife. What's your wife's name again? Sorry, I forgot.
I spoke to her earlier, obviously. Yeah. Doesn't want her name mentioned too much.
She doesn't. Because she did mention it on the TV show.
She did on ITV.
It's different. Yeah. It's different because that's the TV show. We made a rule for the TV show and we said, if you're on the Chris Miles show, just so happen to be on the Chris Miles show, don't say my name. Talk about you.
I enjoyed episode one, and you've got your own pub, own British style boozer there that you've got. Looks really nice. That's and then you've got that woman to run it, and you said she's essential to the operation. What's her name again?
She's essential. That's what I said at the time.
Right.
And I stand by that.
That's the
runner of the pub.
And can you remember, remind me again some of the drinks that you serve, because they've all got like wacky names, haven't they?
Oh, one's called beer. One's called cider.
Oh.
What's the cider called?
Cider. It's called apples and pears.
Well, it's to do with Charles Dickens, isn't it?
Yes, it's called... Now, think of one Charles Dickens book. It's called, the big one.
Is it called Charles Cider?
Yes, Charles Cider.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's good. Sorry, I'm a bit overwhelmed being on your show. I'm sort of forgetting all the major details about myself.
No, I get it. That's fine. Yeah. Well, listen, Noel, lovely talking to you.
Mm. Right, no, let me say, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Well, what's your plan for the rest of the day out there in New Zealand? What time is it?
Hey, we all know it's 10 hours behind. So that would be, what was that, 10 p.m?
Hang on.
Well, it's 10 to 9 here.
What
time is it there?
Well, you know, 10 hours before that, probably, which is...
Which is what, 10 o'clock?
10 to 11.
Right. And you're behind there in New Zealand.
Yes. No, we're not, actually. It's the afternoon, isn't it?
Right.
It will be the afternoon. It's behind. Yes, no, it isn't. It's 10 hours... Oh, listen,
you don't see time, do you?
It's immaterial
you don't
time.
See time.
I haven't worn a watch in a few years, so I don't know what time it is.
Okay. Well, listen, absolutely a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, thank you, Noel.
Bye, fake Noel.
What a treat.
Thank you.
What?
Can I ask now?
Yeah.
What happened? What did his email say?
He said...
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, I know, me too.
If I come back in now?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Noel. Captain.
He said, sorry, I can't do it. Why don't you get Captain Crapbeard to do it instead and Dom will fall for it?
Well... It worked a treat, Noel.
That's what he said. He said, and then you can just ask Captain, like he's pretending to be me, all about Deal or No Deal and everything. And what my wife is called.
Oh,
and then he can pretend he doesn't know and be hilarious. And then he can play Red Hot Chili Peppers. And so I did.
Cut up from the cheese, still I so and mine. Bloodshot your smile, delicate and wild. Forgive me, she was style.
Red Hot Chili Peppers there, and they are universally speaking. Okay, it's Local Radio X here. Hope you're having a lovely day. Don't forget the request hour is coming up this morning with Toby Tarrant and Dominic Byrne has the news coming up shortly. Let's have a quick chat with Dom, find out what's coming up in the news at 9 o'clock this morning.
Thanks very much, Chris. Well, we've got lots of stuff coming up, actually. You know, it's been a busy day generally, and not just the news, but there'll be sport and weather as well. And the weather, you know, as we know, Chris, has been hot to trot. sun cream needed.
That's great. We'll be hearing from Dominic at 9 o'clock this morning. First of all, though, let's go over to the captain who's in the eye in the sky and find out exactly what's going on the roads.
Hello, Chris. I'm in the eye in the sky. I'm in the sky. And I'm up here doing, I'm doing the weather, aren't I? It's the traffic's good and it's raining.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's the eye in the sky there, sponsored by Rawlinson's, which is lovely.
The traffic's good and it's raining.
It's efficient.
That's great.
Is that a transcript from what they did actually?
Yeah. Really, I remember listening at the time, and I've always remembered that.
Very good. Good catchphrase.
They started to do that in the UK a little bit by having, like, traffic people go up on planes in the sky to look down.
Our engineer,
the weather was bad, the plane couldn't take off because they were on a really light aircraft.
Our engineer did that, Hereward Radio. A guy called Jim Warwick used to fly his aeroplane around. He was quite busy coming into Peterborough today on the A1.
It's expensive, though, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah.
Because pretty much Monday to Friday rush hour traffic is the same jams everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the same traffic.
Same day, same jams.
Same gems.
You see that video of that man who bought 50 phones, opened Google Maps on all of them, and then walked them down a street so it showed a traffic jam? Google looked at the data and was like, oh, there are 50 phones going very slowly.
Why did
I'll
he
mark
do that?
That as red so no one goes on that.
Oh, really?
Oh, my, what a loser. Wow.
That's modern sabotage.
That is.
That's the sort of thing you would do, James, and we know that.
Yeah, and that guy was me.
Just think, when that guy discovers having sex, his life will totally change.
It really will.
It really will. Yeah. Right, let me take a break. Dominic genuinely does have the news at 9 o'clock next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler. Just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss. Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas. Taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale isn't over yet. We've added even more unmissable deals in-store and online. Better hurry though, ends 1st of July. You can do it.
Woohoo! Go grab a deal in the Go Outdoors Summer Clear Out. I've heard there's mega savings on everything you need to get kitted out for summer adventures. Hiking, camping, even paddleboarding. Better fly down there while stocks last. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom!
Hey mate, didn't you used to drive a diesel?
Yeah, why?
If it was a Ford, BMW, Mercedes, Nissan or loads of others, you could be owed up to 10 grand in compensation.
What, like that VW emissions thing?
Exactly. VW drivers got on average over 2 grand each a few years ago. Now loads more diesel drivers can claim. Just enter your reg at jointheclaim.com.
I'll check in now.
Be quick or you might miss out.
Driven a diesel? You could be owed thousands. Check now at jointheclaim.com.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Fly with the fry. Chicken is here. The 20 hot wings bucket. 20 succulent hot wings for £7.99. Come under our wings and feel the flavour saviour. Sensation awaits. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 20th of July. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See kfc.co.uk for T's and C's.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty, I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Discover the incredible iPhone 16 Pro camera. A pro studio in your pocket. Get yours in the O2 summer sale and save up to £144. Our lowest ever monthly price. Plus, roam freely in the EU. Up to 25 gig. Right, that's summer sorted. Search O2 iPhone 16 Pro. O2. Essential for living.
Achieved by £4 airtime discount on 50 gig tariffs over 36 months. Roaming 25 gig limit if UK data allowances over 25 gig. And 2nd of July. Credit by Telefonica UK Limited. Time supply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, sorry, I'm here. I'm just doing some stuff, sorting some stuff out for the next hour. I've got a game for you all.
You've got a game?
Yes.
Oh, I love a game.
Captain's last day before he gets up to Glastonbury. Gates open tomorrow for Glastonbury and Captain will be there.
Mm.
Let us in, Emily. Emily, let us in.
Come and have fun.
Quick, 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 quick. Oh, it's nothing happening. Mm. Oh, it might have been too early. So I've got a little Glastonbury game to play for you in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Dominic Byrne's got your new spot on weather. It's a minute past nine.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump says Israel and Iran have now started a complete and total ceasefire. Both countries have confirmed the truce. Government Minister Pat McFadden has told Radio X it's a positive step.
I hope the ceasefire holds. It's always a fragile situation in the Middle East. But if it does hold, it still leaves the question of what happens to Iran's nuclear program in the long term, and that must be resolved.
However, in the past few minutes, Israel says it has identified missiles launched from Iran more than 2 hours after the start of the ceasefire. In other news, Keir Starmer is going to join NATO allies in promising to increase defence spending to 5% of GDP. That's by the year 2035. Leaders are due to head to the Netherlands later to formally agree the alliance's new target. More than 100 Labour MPs have joined new attempts to block Sir Keir Starmer's welfare reforms. They've signed an amendment that could halt the plans. Ministers say the changes, which could save up to £5 billion, are fair. And fans are being urged to be cautious about last-minute tickets for sale on social media. Figures show £1.6 million was reported lost to rip-offs involving tickets last year. That's double the year before. Ministers want people heading to events like the Oasis reunion tour to be especially wary.
Sport.
England's cricketers are preparing for what should be a thrilling fifth and final day of the first test against India. The hosts resume their second innings on 21 without loss. They need 350 runs for victory. Former England bowler Stuart Broad has been speaking to Sky Sports News. He says the home dressing room would be full of confidence after dismissing India for 364.
India could have put this game to bed, actually. After tea, they could have gone and got 420, 430, and I don't think England are chasing that. So I think England will know it still feels a good pitch to strike the ball on. Felt quite flat. The new ball's going to be key.
You can't yawn during Stuart
Broad. Didn't understand a word he said.
Right. It's the fifth and final day.
Didn't understand
a word he just said. It's
going to be exciting.
Of what? Of the fifth and final day of the first test.
No one cares.
So England.
Yeah.
Or today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Stuart Broad.
Stuart Broad.
Yeah, happy birthday.
He's 6'7", Stuart Broad. Won't mess with him.
Is he playing?
He's not playing. Retired.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't play
so
anymore.
So we've got someone on talking about the cricket who doesn't even play it.
Wait, ex-player. Ex-England.
Get me on talking about
cricket legend. And Manchester United have made an improved bid of more than £60 million for the Brentford striker Brian Mbeumo. They had an initial offer of £55 million rejected. And Leeds United have signed Messi.
We actually did. We did.
No, you did sign someone yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do fake news in the sport.
No, but Leeds United.
No, they have. We've signed Daniel Messi.
Yeah. Weather
with eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
He's a finished defender.
He's finished defender. Outbreaks of rain moving across the north and the west. Dry and sunny in the south and the east. Still pretty warm again, guys. 26 degrees is the high.
We just signed a new number 9.
Have you?
Teen.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I feel very giddy today. I think I should leave.
You too? Well, right, okay.
Right. Couple of things.
Yeah.
Is this worse, James?
What track does that sound like? Oh, that's the drums off something.
That?
Yes. Oh, I can't think what it is. It'll come to me.
I mean,
it's a lovely sample.
It's not.
It shouldn't happen.
It's really bad at the moment. Like, I shouldn't. Like, if anybody nudges the desk.
So that'll be a mic stand, won't it? That'll be that mic stand near that bit of desk, probably.
Sorry,
is it yours?
I just suddenly realised. I think we're on the radio.
Are we on now?
I think so. Gotta hope Noel's not tuned in.
The Chris Miles Show.
I've just been listening to Chris Miles on the radio. Oh, how's he sounding? He's just in the studio banging the desk like that for about 30 seconds. She goes, oh my God, is it the worst radio I've ever heard? He went, no, I heard Chris Evans yesterday.
Hey.
The irony is, did you just move and accidentally hit the desk?
Oh, you hear the microphone trying to fix yours. Yeah.
That's not right.
No, it's not. I wonder what that is.
Can we get the engineers to fix this, please, today? And while they're at it, can they clean the desk?
Robin!
Thank you. The desk is so dirty. My OCD's flaring up like...
Really?
Kipper's friend's legs after walking for a minute. Hey, what? I'm going to start it. All right, so, Captain Crapbeard, have you got everything you need for Glastonbury?
Do I have everything? I've got a final little food shop, a few bits. Bread, milk.
Yeah.
You know, I'll buy that tomorrow.
Talk us through your camper van.
So, I got sent through a video this morning.
Yes.
From the guy I'm renting it from with little instructions of how it all works.
Is it from a proper place or from a guy?
It's from essentially like an Airbnb of camper van.
Oh, nice.
So, it's like people that, you know, upload them.
What make is it? Is it an old school VW one? Or is
it's
it
a VW Eldest Transporter.
VW Transporter.
But a high roof.
So you sleep in the roof?
No, but it's just to make it so you can stand up in there.
A pop-up roof.
No, it's a hard roof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hard roof. Two seats in the front?
It could be a three seat.
Okay.
You know, sort of the worker van.
Where do you sleep?
In the back.
And do you have to pull that out every single time, or can you leave it?
You can leave it.
All right.
And especially as it's just going to be me.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
If you get lucky.
When the van's rocking, don't come knocking.
That's right.
That's what they say, isn't it?
They do. People have said that.
Mm.
Is that Betty Boo's camper van? Because it looks like someone's doing the do.
That's good as well. That's really good.
Yes, yeah. So good. You'll be on your own. But
Yeah,
I'll be on my own. Unless someone needs.
So you've got a kettle?
I've got a kettle.
Right, so you need lots of water.
Lots
you got
water.
A fridge?
Got a fridge.
Okay, lovely.
Now, have you got a shower? Because we know what happened at Glastonbury last time.
There's a hose on the back.
Right.
There's a hose on the back.
So you've got what on the back?
A hose.
Oh, sorry, a hose.
You're right.
A water hose. A hose pipe on the back.
What about...
In different area codes?
Yes, always. Sure.
Toilet time?
Well, I could have paid extra for a toilet, and it's very much a box... It's very much a box.
Can I ask you a question?
Cardboard.
What was the difference in price before, like no loans, toilets or not a toilet?
Yeah.
I didn't really look because I saw what the toilet looked like. And it's basically just this box. But then I think you have to take the toilet outside.
Oh, I would hope
like
so.
It's just a box.
Yeah.
But I think you have to use it outside.
And so how are you...
In the great
How are you protecting yourself from the elements in the outside world? Is there like a privacy curtain you put around the box?
From what I saw, no. I didn't pay extra. Basically, what I'm saying is I didn't pay extra. I would use the toilets that are there.
You don't take a toilet outside, put it outside the front door and have
a... No, but there's not much space in the camper. And then I think that's weirder, because then you're just in the open... Imagine taking a box in your bedroom and just using a bathroom...
Yeah.
Whilst in your bedroom.
Pippa and Toby just weed in a Tupperware container.
They missed out the middleman, went straight to the Tupperware.
And how did that go?
Oh, disastrous.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah.
Toby was wearing it.
All right, so what food have you got? What food are you bringing?
Bacon sandwiches. Bacon, bread. Bacon and bread.
What other...
Have you got a frying pan?
Mm. Yes.
Do you know how all the thing works? Have you not got, like, Monster Munch and chocolate?
I've got some crisps, I've got some Pringles, mini cheddars, cereal bars. You know, I might make sandwiches to take out in the day.
And you're 8 years old.
Yeah.
Is there an oven?
Strings?
No. Just a hob.
Okay. Microwave?
No.
You can do a bit of pasta for yourself if you
want. Is this a camper van or is it just a van?
It's a converted van.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I wanted. It's fun. It looks great. I I'm actually buzzing.
Have you ever driven anything this big?
No.
Right. No, are you looking forward to that element, or are you a bit nervous?
I think nervous, but in the good way. My dad had a 4x4. I drove that once.
Do you need to plug it in?
Yeah.
When you get that.
Wise, but it's got a battery, and he's got solar on the roof.
Oh,
you can't
very
plug
good.
In at Glastonbury.
There you go, then.
Right.
I've got enough battery to last
okay,
me.
All right, I'm just checking.
Because he's basically designed it for Glastonbury goers.
Right.
So he's got two vans, and they're both going.
Nice. Right.
What's the name of it? Does it have a name, like a nickname?
Yeah, so his first one he built was called Bear, and I'm using the second one, the smaller one, more convenient-sized, called Cub.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's got little logos on the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, cool.
What colour is the camper van?
It's a white van.
Oh, white, lovely.
With a black decal.
So there's a bear, but you're a cub.
Yeah.
Is he building a third?
And you got this from a man that you're giving money to.
He is now.
Yes, I got it from a man I gave money to.
Right.
Yeah. Is he coming with you?
Yeah.
No.
Have you checked the vehicle for cameras?
Not yet, because I've not seen them.
Right.
I'll make sure when I do the checks when I get to the van today.
Yeah.
Are there things to fasten things to?
Yeah.
Pans and...
Pans.
Straps.
Mostly
kind of
pans.
Thing.
Yeah, there's lots of... There's
so,
lots
there's the driver's seat here, passenger seat here. Yeah. Obviously, there's the hob there. That's a box of leather stuff. If you look over here...
Yeah. Ignore, that's just recording equipment.
Yeah. God, he's got some really professional microphones.
Sorry, can I ask, who's that guy there on the bed? Oh, yeah, sorry, no, I'll tell you. He comes with a camper van.
Did I pay for that?
That is Dave. Lovely fella.
Keeps himself to himself.
Yeah, don't you worry. But there when you need him.
What I need. Yeah.
Now, you've got a camper van this year, haven't you, James?
Yeah, very different one.
Have you got a toilet in yours?
Yes.
See, now, he's gone for it.
So you could
old money bags
James's.
Here.
Are you in a similar field to James?
I don't know.
Right, so you could use James's.
We can be in a similar field. I think we will be.
Mm.
But you'll be a few days ahead of me, so a lot closer to the gate.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sounds like it's a good idea.
What are you bringing to Glastonbury in your camper van?
Some booze. Put that in there, because I've got a fridge.
What booze are you bringing?
I'll bring some tequila and I'll bring some ciders.
Oh.
And I'll bring some ice and some mixers to see how long the ice lasts.
Right. Food-wise?
Chelsea's in charge of that. Don't know.
Right. So you have zero requests?
No.
As long as you've got booze, you're okay?
Yeah.
All right. Lovely.
Possibly then, more food than bread, bacon and crisps. Though.
Yeah. Right. Chelsea's loves the camping element of things.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to cook this and that, whatever. Mm. Can't be bothered.
Have you got your little camping chairs to sit outside your little
and a little table.
Oh, that's nice.
And an outside, if I want to cook outside, I can cook on the little hob rings outside.
Oh, you guys are all sorted for Glastonbury.
Oh, your camper sounds great.
I
love
can't
it.
Wait.
Are you
well,
jealous,
yours sounds
Chris?
Sounds great in a different way.
Am I what?
Are you jealous?
No, because I'm all sorted as well.
Are you?
In a very similar vein to these guys.
Right.
I have double checked the reservation at my private members' hotel. I've checked what hours the room service is on and also booked a car to get me on and off site into hospitality. So,
very similar.
Yeah, but you're right. I think I probably need to pick up some extra milk and then we'll go together. So, yes, Glastonbury, here we come. I'll probably pop down Saturday afternoon about 2 o'clock for an hour and a half.
Sure.
And then go back to my private members' hotel. But I can't wait.
Radio X.
Jabba.
Coming up, more radio that even before it happens, I can guarantee you will be great.
Yeah.
Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz is testing your general knowledge to the absolute max on the show shortly. Plus, as our caller didn't win the jackpot, there's another chance to clean up playing the 25,000-pound box tomorrow. Hey, let's hear it for the greatest radio program on planet Earth.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I'd like to dedicate the next song to the boss of Radio X, Mr. Matt Deverson.
Did someone say my name? Play me Arctic Monkeys. Send.
We'll be right back.
someone to kiss, someone to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're smooth and you're wet, and she's not aware yet. But she's yours, she'll be saying use me. Show me the jacuzzi. To get what you set out to acquire, the eyes are on fire, you are the unforecasted storm.
Especially for our boss, Arctic Monkeys and Brian Storm. Hey, it looks like Dominic Byrne has been searching online for a bear.
Yes.
A bear and a cub.
I found a cub.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Have you got any photos?
Loads.
Get them sent out. Airdrop them, will you?
Yeah.
So what have you found?
Wow. Do you know what? I've found the bed, Captain.
Have you found Captain's camper van?
I found the exact one you're using.
Is that the one?
Hell yeah.
I found the sink.
Found Dave.
There's a stuffed teddy bear's head in the roof.
Yep. Of a bear.
Of a bear. Which is nice. You've got lots of room in there.
But no, his isn't bear. The bear. He's the cub.
Yeah, I'm on the cub one.
I've got the cub one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lovely one. It's a lovely vehicle.
I want to see. Get it up on the screen.
And there's the toilet. There's the box of toilet.
So you're just going to have a hole where the toilet was?
Well, no, I just don't have it.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
No, because if they're going to take it out...
Hi, it's a hole in the floor. This cub thing that I'm hiring off you, what is that hole there?
Yeah.
That hole, is that where the toilet goes? If you like, yes.
Always an option.
Oh, there it is. I'm seeing it now on the screen. Oh, it's lovely. You've got to see it, this is absolutely priceless.
I met him in a crowded room, where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running crack. Didn't make him that way. Who just possessed
out of time. I've got to go to the break. But they've seen you coming, Captain. I'm sorry.
Why? Why? It's great.
You said you had a camper van for Glastonbury.
Yeah,
you've got a transit van.
Yeah, it's a converted camper.
It's a transit van, not a camper van.
Yeah, but it's only me in there.
It's a transit van. You look like you're turning up to check someone's boiler.
Well, I could do that as well.
Oh, get one of those Corgi badges.
Yeah. What's that?
Do a service.
That's the hose pipe, which is what? Gaffer tape to the back door? Oh, Jesus, man, please.
That's my shower.
Let me buy you a tent.
Is that the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, you're joking.
It's a hose pipe. It's to go with some gaffer tape to the back of the door, man. Wow. Show me some more pictures. That bear's head is a bit worrying as well.
Yeah.
So I'm still keeping
it.
That's the toilet.
The toilet is just a box.
That's what I was trying to tell you. It's a portable plastic box.
And really you're paying a man money for this?
Yes.
More pictures. Show me more pictures. Look, it's. You know what you look like? You look like a camp version of the A-Team. But with the side door open. Yeah. I ain't getting a no aeroplane.
I couldn't be happier in this.
Is it, does the chair come with the van?
Does.
I don't want to get bogged down in money, obviously, but is it quite well priced, or are you paying quite a lot?
Well, considering how much campers can cost, right, it's quite well priced.
Okay, yeah.
Is
great.
Is it less than a grand?
Yes.
Is it less than 100?
The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small plates restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Are you ready to win big? Enter now at winplus.co.uk to win huge cash prizes and loads more. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Woohoo! Go grab a deal in the Go Outdoors Summer Clear Out. I've heard there's mega savings on everything you need to get kitted out for summer adventures. Hiking, camping, even paddleboarding. Better fly down there while stocks last. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom!
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Any dinosaurs too dangerous for the original park? We're left here.
Get tickets now for the movie event of the summer.
Let's go!
That's being called the best Jurassic in a decade.
Time to move.
Scarlett Johansson.
Run!
Mahershala Ali.
This way! Come on!
Jonathan Bailey.
We put ourselves in a place we don't belong. Survival is a long shot.
That's kind of our specialty.
Jurassic World Rebirth, directed by Gareth Edwards, in cinemas July 2.
What's it like watching the new Skyglass TV? Well, with Dolby Audio and a 4K HDR screen, wow, that Jaguar looks so realistic.
It feels like you're right in the middle of it.
But telly, Skyglass, the TV made by Sky. Find out more at sky.com today. Sky TV subscription required. UHD Dolby pack required to watch content in 4K. Broadband minimum speed, 30 megabits per second.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Wilesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, we bring you the greatest item in the history of radio. That's Lethargy's only dedicated radio slot. Apathy's only magazine show. Yes, indeedy, what can't you be asked to fix? It's Martin's Hot Tap!
The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
You're driving down the back roads of Tuscany. The sun's setting. The wind's in your hair. You're playing your favourite tunes. No, not that one. Much better. Could life be any sweeter? Of course it can. With the money you saved by comparing car hire prices through Kayak, you've got more to spend on some fresh, creamy gelato. Mmm. We'll take 2 scoops, per favore. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
And just like that, we're back. Absolutely fantastic.
Radio X. Yeah, certainly sounds very interesting, yes. Yeah, and talk me through the price of this again. Right. And what are the options? So one's a bear, mm-hmm. and yep. the other one's a cub, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. And these are camper vans. They're not. All right, I think we got crosswires. Okay, no. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, no, thank you. Bye-bye. No, sorry, that was someone just offering me some transport for Glastonbury.
They reasonably said, priced? Or?
They said, once you travel this way, you'll never go back to your yes. normal form of transport. Welcome back to the Chris Moyles Show. Hello, Chris Moyles here. Are we doing a weekend round of quiz type thingy before we go?
No, we're doing Rob DJ's pub quiz.
Oh, Rob's back,
yeah,
of course
back
he is.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Hi guys, Leeds United, been on holiday, Mrs. DJ, question number one.
That'd be nice to hear.
Pretty much.
Yes, that's what we'll be doing. Yeah.
All right, well, you can play along with Rob's quiz when we play in just a few minutes. In the meantime, air drums, 2, 3, 4.
Too long, the songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same, but then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty, the streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. In the morning, you know we won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. The boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember